This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. While U.S. corn growers face mounting challenges in marketing their crop abroad, from persistent trade deficits to being undercut by the Brazilians during their peak harvest season, shifting global demand has made it harder for American producers to stay competitive. Despite these headwinds, the NCGA is working alongside other organizations to expand trade, open new markets, and influence trade policy at home and abroad. The collective efforts aim to keep U.S. corn moving across borders. We'll talk with the folks at the NCGA coming up next.
Ready to take your farm and your future to new heights? Joining the Iowa Soybean Association as a farmer member helps you see exactly how your checkoff dollars are working, boosting demand and advancing the next generation of research. Become a member or renew by August 31st, 2025, and you'll be entered to win exciting prizes, including a DJI Mini 4 Pro drone, ISA-branded apparel, and more. Help shape the future of soybeans from the ground up. Visit iasoybeans.com to join or renew today.
I had the chance to visit with Nancy Martinez, the Director of Public Policy, Trade, and Biotechnology for NCGA. She told me that expanding market access remains a top priority.
Here at NCGA, we are always going to be focused on market access and market access opportunities. So to break that down, you know, we're most concerned about protecting and bolstering our current markets, but also looking at new market access opportunities across the globe. And some of the things that we've been really on top of tackling are trade barriers. So things like Brazil's ethanol tariff, for example, is something that we're really eager to solve. Other countries also have barriers that prevent our corn from going into them. So that's something that we are aggressively pursuing in this current trade environment.
Martinez says it's still unclear exactly how this round of tariffs under the second Trump administration will play out. She emphasizes that while protecting U.S. interests is important, retaliation or prolonged disputes could hurt corn exports at a time when the market's already under pressure. Martinez adds that growers need certainty and stability in trade policy, not volatility. That consistency, she says, is what allows producers to plan and remain competitive.
Yeah, I definitely think the president's perspective is one of leverage. And so we definitely think that all the ongoing negotiations could mean some positive things for the corn industry. So like I mentioned, the markets that we currently don't have access in, India, for example, you know, we're hoping that these negotiations lead to corn exports to India or more ethanol or more DDG. So that's just one example. There's also a lot of countries that import a lot of yellow corn, but not our yellow corn. So that's one thing that we're really hoping that the Trump administration is able to make some movement on those different areas of the world. We're sort of a tough economic spot. We've got low corn prices, we have high input prices, and we have languishing market access that's been going on for a few years. So, you know, we appreciate that the administration is working with us, but we do need relief now, and we do need forward-thinking efforts on market access.
Martinez adds that NCGA is focused on strengthening relationships in established markets while also pursuing new opportunities.
Yeah, so obviously Mexico is our number one export market for yellow corn, and Canada is our number one destination for U.S. ethanol. But we also have some countries that are growing in established markets like Japan, Korea, Colombia, Taiwan, for example. But as I mentioned, we're trying to seek opportunities with India, with Vietnam, also trying to break into some countries on the African continent. So we think Kenya is a good place to start. And we also want to see something with the UK. UK is an important place for U.S. ethanol. We want to expand that even further.
We have more from our conversation with Nancy Martinez of the NCGA up on the website at iowaagnet.com, as well as a link to their website to find out more about what they're working on. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.